Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, out to great radio stations all across the network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN Live, and on selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the largest markets across the country, as well as some great independent stations that we've got drifted in between here, there, and everywhere. And, of course, we're also out there on the Internet and the satellite. Now, we're on the Westwood One satellite, if you want to go find that. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, to our veterans, to our EMS and firefighters, to our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thank you so much, especially to those over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. To our FedEx, to our UPS, who just got themselves a $30 billion pay raise in their negotiations over the next 5 years. And, of course, our bulk metal center haulers out there, too, Felix and the gang. Appreciate what you're doing. Suicide jockeys hauling the gas and all the petroleum products, you betcha. And, of course, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch radio show page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And, of course, you can hear us over on Amazon Music, Spotify, Player FM. We're on Radio Iguana out of India. We're on Radio Boomplay out of Africa. We're on Google. We're on Odyssey. We're on iHeartRadio. And we're on Apple Podcasts, as well as my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Go over there and you'll find out all about our contributors. There's links over there for Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as well as Denise Simon, who is with FoundersCode.com, and her Facebook page, of course, being the Denise Simon Experience. Now, first of all, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
All right, we're going to go up and pick up Denise. Good morning, Ms. Denise.
Good morning.
All right, and they've been waiting to do that for about 15 minutes. Now they're going to go back in. See you later, guys. 80 degrees and cloudy sky. Well, no, it's clear. Clear skies right now. It was cloudy a little while ago, but now it's clear. So things are looking better. All right, I'm going to say the pledge. You guys ready?
Yeah,
of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic.
To the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Denise, we were talking about Hunter Biden and how the deal might be off because of what his attorney did. Very stupid, but very intentional. So please continue your thought on that.
Well, you know, it's really kind of remarkable that the Ways and Means Committee submitted 448 pages of congressional testimony from the IRS whistleblowers to the court in an amicus brief, which would be considered, or should be considered, as part of the judge's decision on sentencing Hunter Biden and his plea deal. So this woman, who's part of a reputable or, well-known, maybe I shouldn't say reputable, law firm in Washington, D.C., representing Hunter, calls the clerk's office and says that they worked for one of the lawyers in the Ways and Means Committee by the name of Theodore Cotilla, and that they should ignore the amicus brief and the 448 pages in considering what the sentence would be. Now, how the clerk of the court and the judge found out that this was fraud, you know, that was a lie about the identity, we don't know that yet. But apparently a call was made or contact was made back over to Ways and Means Committee, and they said, no, that's a complete lie and misrepresentation. And so the judge gave this lawyer, the law firm, until 9 o'clock last night to come clean and to say what they were really doing, or they would be sanctioned. Now, we don't know what that full explanation was, but apparently some part of it, I mean, they're just watering down this whole thing, but they said, oh, it was a misunderstanding. Give me a break. So if this judge, Noralka,
right,
doesn't sanction, number one, and two, doesn't consider this amicus brief, we know that we're in big trouble. Now, we have another situation here. And this other situation is that Attorney Weiss out of Delaware that is investigating all things Hunter, and where we have this whole thing going on between Attorney Weiss and the Department of Justice. Well, as it turns out, there was a lawyer that worked in that office under Weiss that worked for the Obama and Biden operations.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We're in worse trouble.
I think his name is Mackler. Okay, hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more with Denise Simon from the Denise Simon Experience over on Facebook and FoundersCode.com, and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
You bet I will. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon and Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. And GEICO is the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 27 million drivers. And oh, by the way, they've been saving people money for more than 85 years. And if you want to get a cost comparison on the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, and see if they can save you some money, all you got to do is go over to the website and put in the information about what you got, and you'll find out real quick. GEICO.com, G-E-I-C-O.com is a website. Now, if you also happen to have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV, you can bundle all of those together and lower your car insurance policy. But where you really drop it like a rock is when you get not only your homeowner's, but maybe you've got an apartment you rent, your renter's insurance, or your condo insurance. Add that to the policy, the car policy, and watch and see how low your policy will go. Now, it's GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. Go over there, check it out, and see if they can save you some money. I bet they probably will be able to. Okay, let's go back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again.
Good morning.
All right, we have a caller on the line. I'm going to take the caller first. Bagamon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, I just want to ask Denise if any of these major cities have a real breakdown. Such, I'm thinking of Chicago, which seems to be about the furthest along, but I guess some of the California cities are getting on some competition. Is there a mechanism by which the federal government can just come in and declare martial law if they just get bad enough? Anyway, that's it.
All right. Well, I kind of doubt it, but go ahead, Denise.
They could, but they won't. They would do things more like send in the National Guard and that kind of thing. But, you know, if you look at the city charters and the state constitutions of these lawless areas that are happening, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Portland, Seattle, Philadelphia, and whatnot, these mayors and governors are in violation of their own charters or their own documents. Just for fun, I looked at, I think about a year ago, maybe it was San Francisco's, and it's really kind of remarkable that these people are still in office when you look at the violations of their oath of office. And so you would think that there would be some consequences there. There would be some lawyers, you know, state lawyers, state government lawyers, or, you know, some whistleblowers that are, you know, saying that, you know, these people need to be sanctioned, they need to be suspended, they need to be recalled or whatever. And, you know, we just don't seem to go there. I mean, it's kind of like everything that is illegal is legal, including, you know, what's going on in the public school systems, what's going on in the healthcare field, what's going on at the southern border, what's going on in the Biden White House, these law firms and these judges. But let's take it a step further. Let's see how this judge just vacated the court martial for Bo Bergdahl.
Oh yeah.
And Bo Bergdahl pled guilty. And he vacated it over some cockamamie tiny I would say administrative thing. Look, the guy is still guilty, and he pled guilty. And we had one service member that actually died trying to find this cat.
Correct.
Not to mention those that were wounded. So, where are we? I mean, we keep talking, you know, we have all these, you know, government officials, State Department, or then you got members of Congress that go, these are not American values. Well, let me tell you what American values are these days. They're watered down and they become so shallow because, again, whatever is illegal is now legal. And that includes theft. That includes, you know, lawlessness, you know, that goes on in the streets. I mean, we've got the state governments and federal governments that are buying narcotics and drug paraphernalia for addicts.
Mm-hmm.
What in the world have we become? It's gotten to the point where I would argue all of this is so bad, we don't even know how to define right and wrong anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, where we are, these things are evil. And I kind of have a mental evil list here, and it gets added to, and then it gets adjusted based on things that are going on out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're paying for abortions. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's in violation of the Hyde Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody talks about that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
All right, Mr. Kyle, what's on your mind?
All right, good morning, Denise. This issue with the Biden administration wanting to drop some of these sanctions against China regarding human rights violations with the Uyghurs, but this is over a fentanyl issue. So tell us about that. I mean, what is going on with that?
Well, you know, finally the administration wants to do something about China supplying the precursor chemicals for fentanyl to the Mexican drug cartels. And, you know, I have a dear friend of mine that testified yet again on the Hill a couple of days ago in a Homeland Security Committee and just blew them away with his, you know, 5 minutes of testimony and his opening statement. And he actually called out the minority leader on the committee. Because he did a statement saying these hearings are a waste of time. So my friend, who by the way is now retired but he's still in the fight from DEA, said, well, you know, at the end of his statement says, we're sorry we're wasting your time. How could we be wasting time when 100,000 people a year are dying of fentanyl? Anyway, this administration decided, well, maybe we'll start getting a little serious. But in order to have a conversation with China, we want to, eliminate, a sanction or two because of slave labor and the Uyghurs and organ harvesting and trafficking. You know, we lifted sanctions just so, you know, Tony Blinken could go over there a couple of weeks ago and have a meeting. What are we doing? You know, what are we standing for? We have these things in place. Oh, but we'll lift them because we want to have a meeting, and then they don't even get the meeting they want. Then the sanctions that we do have in place in Russia and China, North Korea and Iran, we're not enforcing them. We're not enforcing them at all. So what's the difference?
Guess who's going to the Hill today to testify in front of the House Judiciary Committee?
Well, it's Mayorkas, but,
that's right.
You know, these people, by the way, are schooled and trained and mentored on how not to answer questions. So what difference does that make?
Well, he's a lawyer, too, I might add that.
Yeah, but, you know, you send Christopher Wray over there, we get nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You send Mayorkas over there, we get nothing. You know, it goes in the congressional record, okay, fine. Then we find out that they make inaccurate statements. Well, they're sworn under oath, true and complete. You make inaccurate statements. Then they go back to the witness and say, do you want to adjust your testimony? Well, mm-hmm. It's kind of like this judge here, that's deciding on Hunter's case. Do you want to adjust, what you did and what you said? So there's no such thing as perjury anymore.
Mm. Kyle, you got to, we're running out of time, so forget that idea. Here comes the music. Okay, well, Denise, to be continued tonight, I'm sure we're going to talk about what Mayorkas had to say today and some other things and whatever happens at trial, Hunter's trial. So we'll talk to you tonight.
Thank you. Good morning.
All right. Yep. Good morning to you. And Kyle, you hang in there, and we'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. I'll be back.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. Conservative House Republicans are pushing for spending cuts below levels agreed to in the debt ceiling bill brokered by Speaker Kevin McCarthy in the White House.
We failed the American people, Everyone who voted for that bill essentially owned the Biden agenda, the Biden spending, for the remaining 1.5 years of this Congress.
Virginia Republican Bob Good told reporters Tuesday he wants to cut non-defense spending to pre-pandemic levels. Demands from the right could increase the risks of a government shutdown, as Congress needs to pass a series of appropriations bills by September 30th. Notre Dame football great Johnny Lujack is dead. The school made the announcement Tuesday after the 98-year-old had been battling a brief illness. Lujack quarterbacked the Fighting Irish to 3 national championships and won the Heisman Trophy in 1947. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yep, that is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Find out more about them online by going to the website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour. Find out more about them. And if you're in a going-nowhere, dead-end job with no future at all, this is an opportunity to take a couple of big, giant steps forward and expand your career and make a lot of money in the process. National Aviation Academy. Become an aviation maintenance technician. It's naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Phone number 800-659-2080. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Doing a little financial recon here on the Ukraine. And, of course, there was news yesterday about a new long-term U.S. arms purchase for Ukraine, now worth $1.3 billion in air defense weapons and other munitions, the Pentagon announced. Now, let me just point out that this goes along with a total now of about $43 billion, with a B, dollars since all of this stuff started.
Yes, exactly. That's a lot.
And we don't know if it all went where they said it did.
I don't know that we'll ever know if it all went
where. How is that possible, Kyle? How is that even remotely possible that we haven't bothered to check and see if our money is going where it's supposed to? We did it in Vietnam. We did it at the beginning of Afghanistan. We certainly did it in Iraq. But how is that possible that suddenly not, is it just because it's the good time gang and Joe Biden and they don't care? Is that what it is?
Well, this all takes place solely within the Biden administration. They'd be solely responsible for it. I don't know that they could try to blame the previous administration on for something like this. They tried to. They tried to say, well, you know, all this, you never had plans or whatever it might be, especially when it came to the pullout of Afghanistan. But obviously there are issues with Ukraine prior to the invasion, which still need to be worked out.
Well, I don't know what the answer is, but certainly with China looming, with Russia looming, with Iran looming, this is no time for weak and meek sheep. It's time for the tough to get going and take a strong policy and stay there.
Well, I think you look at the entirety of the support for Ukraine. Most people support the Ukrainian Defense Forces in fighting off the Russian invasion. But I think there's some very good questions as to what does it take to repel the Russian invasion? Why don't they have everything they need? It seems like they've got just enough, and it keeps going. And obviously, the other issues with the cluster munitions and so forth, that's a whole other discussion. But people don't understand, and I think rightly so, we're all asking the question, why is this going on as long as it is?
Now, somebody asked me the other day and said, why do we even have soldiers overseas anymore? There's no war. We're not in Europe. There's no World War II. We're not in Vietnam. That's not going on. We're not in Korea fighting. We're there, but what are we there for? Well, things like this. The Navy and Marines are taking a second crack at an exercise that will simulate a massive global conflict and connect the actions from a single sailor at a radar console up through the decisions made by the Secretary of Defense service officials announced yesterday. Now, that being said, 25,000 sailors and Marines are about to prepare for the global conflict in a large-scale military exercise for 2023. We do this because by treaty, in a lot of cases, we're bound to come to the defense of these other nations, aren't we?
Well, that's right. And every single day, people are wondering, is that treaty, namely the NATO treaty,
That's only one of them.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, of course. But the idea is that because of what's happening in Ukraine right now, everybody's wondering, could something happen in an adjacent area like Poland and this kind of thing, which would automatically activate Article 5 protections?
Does anybody other than me remember the CETO Treaty, Southeast Asian Treaty Organization, CETO, with an S?
Right.
That is indirectly how we got involved in Vietnam.
Right, exactly, sure.
Mm-hmm. And we have those types of treaties with Central America, with the Middle East, still got one out there in Asia, definitely have one with Australia. That involves the Philippines, self-defense and defense and helping them out and all that. And as far as us leaving anytime soon, it's just not going to happen.
Well, I don't think so, especially if you want to reassure your allies and your friends that everybody is on the same page in terms of maintaining a structure by which you can defend against some kind of aggression. That's for sure. You know, there are those who say, well, you take all the American soldiers and bring them all home and all, never let them go outside the borders of the United States unless there's a huge war somewhere. Well, part of preventing a huge war somewhere is to make sure that the presence is felt with our allies and we're all on the same page.
Now, Russia is getting very close to hitting a NATO target. Whether it's a ship on the sea, a ship at a port, because they're escalating their attacks on the Ukraine grain routes. Some of the ships that are hauling the grain are owned by some of the European countries that are members of NATO. If they hit one of those ships with their missiles, would that not construct being an act of war against one of the NATO members?
Well, you could certainly construe it as such. It would definitely, you know, there would be a lot of discussion about it. Obviously, what you want to do is prevent an all-out total war in terms of NATO versus Russia in this case. But, you know, obviously, things can happen. Mistakes can happen. You know, something ill-conceived can be done, and then you're off to war. And it's a very scary thing. But speaking, Captain, of Russians attacking, well, just on Sunday, we understand that there was another, basically, an attack on an MQ-9 Reaper that happened with a Russian jet coming close and firing its flares and so forth at it, trying to knock it out of the sky, basically. And evidently it was also done in Syria again this time.
Well, I saw that, and they're going to run into a situation where out of the clear blue sky, suddenly one of their planes is going to go, is going to get knocked down. They're going to lock in, and they're going to realize the Russians that their plane is locked in on, and if they don't break contact, they're going to shoot them down.
And that could very well happen. And, of course, then you're talking about a piloted aircraft versus a non-piloted aircraft, a drone. So the situation would have to be very, very severe. And who's going to give the order to do that? Is that going to have to come from the White House?
It would have to be approved by the Pentagon, certainly.
Yeah, exactly. And then how do you think Vladimir Putin might respond to something like that? I mean, he's waiting for some opportunity to make things worse, shall we say.
Travis Air Force Base, you ever heard of it?
I'm not familiar with exactly where it is.
The United States Air Force is investigating a secret company, a mystery company whose name has not been revealed to the public, that's purchased $800 million of land near the Travis Air Force Base, one of the most critical military bases in the U.S.
Yeah, that's actually a big deal. We have to keep track of it.
And they have not been able to identify who's buying the land. How about that?
Not good. Not good.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be right back with us. Kathy's going to take us to break. Your turn, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Chris Markowski, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show, and you are listening to the Captain's America with the man, the myth, the legend, Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And before we get going with our conversation with Chris Markowski, I want you to know that this segment of the program is brought to you by our good friends at Moss Acura. That's Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Acura. And, of course, their dealership is located right here in North Tampa on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan, side-by-side right there. And, of course, they're online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Now, they are also the home of the You Serve, You Save program, where all active-duty military, all veterans, all first responders get a discount on your vehicles. So, there you go. And don't forget that when you do that, you will be able to take advantage of the Moss Care that comes with the vehicle, where all of the vehicle's oil changes and tire rotations are covered for the life of the vehicle. So there you go. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, first of all, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. I'm going to try. I don't know what's going on with the phone here, but I'm going to try to bring in Chris. Chris Markowski, are you there? He's calling, but I can't hear him. There's no audio on his end. I don't know what's going on here. Oh, well. We know the line works because you were just on it. But anyway, we'll try to get that rectified. Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Mr. Chris, are you there? Nope, I don't have him. It's just dead air.
We're not hearing Chris.
Nope.
Yeah. Well, hopefully he'll keep trying to. Hopefully he'll keep trying to call
There's
back.
Something with the audio on his end. I don't know what it is. But anyway, let's go back to something that we were talking about earlier. Joe Biden has canceled $130 million in debt for students who attended College America in Colorado. So it involves some 7,400 students because apparently there was fraud involved. Are you aware of that?
Well, what we know right now is that, yes, he has canceled that $130 million,
mm-hmm.
saying that they were lied to, ripped off, and saddled with mountains of debt, according to Biden.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chris, are you there? Nope, but they don't have him. They don't have any audio on his end for some reason.
That is, yeah, unfortunately, a technical issue, and so hopefully, yeah, we'll try to get on top of it here. But yeah, there may be something on his end because we've taken other calls as well tonight.
Yeah, on that line, so I know it's working. So I don't know what the hell's going on there. But anyway, so what's the latest? What are we going to do here about this? Is Biden actually? I'm not sure he could do this again. This involves a legal technicality again, doesn't it?
Well, it could very well involve that, only insofar as that, of course, the president, presumably the president's attorneys, have decided that this is an action the president can take. But, of course, if it is in fact challenged, especially in light of the recent Supreme Court decisions and so forth, then there's going to be a fight ahead for it. Yeah.
Okay, let me try this one more time. Good morning, Mr. Chris. Are you there? Nope. He's not there. I'll be damned. Okay. There's no audio coming through on his end, so something is going on there, Screwy. All right. Now, we've got today the Federal Reserve meeting, and a lot of people are hearing, you know, we're going to hear about Bidenomics and how good things are and how unemployment is down and this, that, and the other. But when it comes to inflation, it may be down a little, but it's not down so much. And, oh, by the way, guess what happened since Monday down here in my backyard?
Did the gas price go up again?
20 cents a gallon.
Wow.
It's now $3.69 a gallon down here as a deal. After 2 weeks ago, it was down to $3.09, $3.11, $3.13, $3.15, 2 weeks ago. So what's that going to do to inflation?
Well, it continues. It will continue to bolster it. Basically, it means that it'll be what they call sticky, the sticky
inflation. But the report they just gave on inflation, Kyle, was how good things were getting. It just came out. The report. They can't say that if they take into consideration what's going on right now. They're going to be behind the curve.
Well, a lot of times these reports are behind the curve by virtue of the fact that it takes time to compile the report. But what we are going to be looking at, though, of course, here today on Wednesday, is you're going to have the Fed meeting, the Federal Reserve meeting, and they widely expect that there's going to be, get this, an 11th interest rate increase since they started doing that in March of 2022. And now we're going to have literally the highest benchmark since 2001. So the Fed keeps trying to, quote, cure inflation, Captain, by raising the interest rates, trying to tamp down the prices and the spending and so forth. But I don't know. I don't think it's working. I think we've got other issues that are causing inflation. And it's not just raise the interest rates sky high and maybe that'll work.
Well, here's the headlines, but I'll bet you won't see these same headlines next week. Consumer confidence jumps to two-year high. That's number one. Number two, home prices drop the most year over year in over a decade. Here's another one. Majority of voters despair at Biden's bad economic policies. And here's the other one. Biden invites more foreign graduates to take ordinary white-collar jobs. That's
okay,
the business. That's the business headlines out the business section of Breitbart.
Right. Well, again, you know, I think that The Biden administration wants to paint the best picture possible. This is why they've even come up with Bidenomics. Many years ago, there was the moniker called Reaganomics, and it really wasn't designed to be complimentary to Ronald Reagan at that time. I think most of the people who were using that were trying to, you know, portray it in a bad light. Look, it's just trickle down.
But it worked. Reaganomics. The trickle down economy worked. It actually worked, and you could prove to people when you would talk about it what it was doing and how it was working. You cannot take Bidenomics, especially what I just said about the price of gasoline, and say that it's helping at all. I'm telling you, they don't show the current price of gas and what's happened. And the price of gasoline at $3.69 a gallon is up over the last month 40 cents a gallon. That's inflation.
Well, ask anybody across the highways and byways what their life is like, what their expenses are like, what their kitchen table budget looks like. How's that been impacted? And that's what they're going to be basing their decisions on, Captain. And notwithstanding the messaging that comes through the administration, the Biden campaign, and largely the mainstream media, it's all about messaging, even though it doesn't hold any water.
Well, you're right. And unfortunately, people are going to be hurting even worse than they've been hurting, because the number one cost of getting anywhere and what controls our economy in this country is the price of gasoline and diesel, because everything that gets delivered comes by a diesel truck to a warehouse that then gets delivered by another diesel truck or gasoline truck to your store. That's the way it works. There is no way around it. It's not the plane. It's not the helicopter. It's not the train. It's not the boat. It's not the taxi cab. It's not Uber. It's not Lyft. It's the big trucks that bring the food and the stock to the stores that you shop at.
Well, of course. And that's something that any American administration should be working to make sure it has the lowest cost possible, at least the lowest burden possible. But again, Captain, it's a weird sort of world we're living in now, the way that especially now, I mean, we thought the Obama administration was interesting, to say the least, in terms of policies. Well, here comes the Biden administration, and it looks like we've gone into the Twilight Zone.
Well, it's because of who's running the show, and Mr. Joe walking around pointing fingers. Do I go this way? Do I go that way? Am I looking over here? Am I looking over there? Oh, wait a minute. Am I going to fall down now or later? Oh, I mean, geez. I mean, this is embarrassing. It's just embarrassing.
Well, and yes, and I think the voters, both Republican, Democrat, and Independent, I think they're shocked a lot at what they see happening with Joe Biden, because they realize these aren't one-off things. This isn't just every once in a while. It seems like every single day.
All right, hold that thought. We're getting ready, folks, to come back with Mark Walters from Armed American Radio up there in Atlanta. And we got some gun stuff to talk about. We've also got some criminal stuff. We're going to talk about Mayorkas with Mark, because he's queued up to do the discussion. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch, coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.